It's the ultimate classic rock show on the Doc of Rock. Professor Zach Martin in the studios with us tonight is Brian Bassett and Roger Earl of Foghat. They have a new album out that's available at foghat.net called Under the Influence. They're also on tour. Get all the details at ultimateclassicrock.com. Roger, my daughter had a very good question yesterday while we were riding around.
Sophie.
Sophie. She goes, Dad, why is it all the great rock and roll comes out of England? No offense, but good question.
I agree.
That's because we got it from America. I mean, America gave and still gives music to the world. You have countless forms of music, and you can go to China and they're playing American music, go to Japan and they're playing it and understanding it, as well as, of course, you know, Belgium, France, Germany. The English, though, I think they picked up on it and probably did it okay, is because we have a similar language, right?
Yeah.
You guys just talk a little funny.
Yeah.
And
we do talk funny.
Well, actually, then we try to sort of sing like you. There's very few English singers who try to sing, who sing like, you know, they come from the East End of London. Oh, I just want to make love to you. That doesn't really go down quite right. I'm not going to do the official version of it. But I grew up listening to American music. Even before that, my father was really into like big bands. He played piano. And there was always music on a TV, music on a radio, music on the record player, of course. My grandparents were from the East End of London, so there was always music in the house. And it was always American music. And even to this day, America still gives music to the world. You know, rap music, they got rap bands, or I should say singers in... you got rappers in Germany and France and all over the world. And again, America is still leading the world in music. You know, America gave music to the world. Without America, we would have no music, I don't think.
And to your daughter's question, what the Brits did to us was give us American blues back at us through Marshall amplifiers.
It's sort of a weird thing. I can just picture a young kid in England growing up around his parents, and they have their musical taste, and then all of a sudden these kids get what they consider contraband records from America. They listen to it and interpret it, repackage it. They don't realize that they're doing it at the time. Send it out. It gets hot in America because we never realized it was from our own backyard, and everybody claps. Along comes the British invasion, right?
Absolutely. And my appreciation of American blues and my discovery of it came through looking at the songwriting credits of, say, John Mayall records.
Okay, good.
You know, or, you know, because I was obviously a guitar player fan, Eric Clapton, you know, all the great Peter Green.
Let's also mention J.J. Cale.
J.J. Cale.
He gets overlooked all the time,
well,
right?
A fantastic songwriter, of course, and one of Eric Clapton's favorites. But, you know, I discovered American blues. I discovered, you know, Albert King, Freddie King, B.B. King, you know, all the great American Otis Rush, you know, through listening to, you know, Johnny Winter, you know, who was probably one of the first American bluesmen I became aware of. But, you know, the English invasion brought American music back to itself.
And actually, when I first toured over here with Savoy Brown, like late 68, 69, we actually played shows, you know, with B.B. King, Freddie King, and Albert King, and numerous other great blues musicians. So it was really cool standing in the wings and, like, you know, listening to the our heroes, for want for a better word.
How about Albert King, giant of a man?
Yeah, he was brilliant.
We'll be right back.
so good.